Jerry Springer is acting and sounding more like a political candidate these days. This Labor Day, he'll join janitors, school district workers, security guards, and other members of the State Employees International Union in Cleveland for a march and rally in support of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. He plans to attend Democratic U.S. Representative Marsha Fudge's fundraiser picnic later in the day, and he recently spoke at a fundraiser for some key State House Democrats, including Representative Jeanine Boyd.
All I know for certain is that he's really strongly considering it.
Boyd says Springer is doing his homework, talking to political movers and shakers, and has talked to her about important issues facing the state.
I do think timing is everything, and I think if he decides to get in the race, this is the right time.
Springer is a lawyer and former television news anchor, and he was the mayor of Cincinnati and served on its city council in the 1970s. But Springer is best known for something else, the show named after him that's been on the air for more than 25 years. It's a show where talking is often eclipsed with fighting and chanting. Many accuse the show of exploiting people in their worst human condition. It's a criticism that Springer tackled head-on when I asked him about it on a recent Columbus Metropolitan Club panel.
Look, my show is stupid.
Springer says he gives a voice to many who otherwise wouldn't have one. And he says his guests have some control over their appearance. Many of those who attended the Columbus Forum admitted they didn't watch his show, but the audience seemed to appreciate his candor and humor with former Democratic State Representative Ted Celeste and journalism professor and columnist Tom Suttis.
Journalists sometimes take the high road and act like they're the children of Mother Teresa, and they aren't. Of course they do, and that's foolish.
Mother Teresa wouldn't have children.
You don't know that yet.
Next on Springer.
Still, Springer's show is likely to be a target for Republicans if he chooses to run. Mark Weaver is a GOP strategist.
It's interesting that Jerry Springer has taken a break from filming episodes about Jell-O wrestling dwarves and the women who love them.
Springer has something in common with Republican President Donald Trump in that both have had long-running television shows not related to politics. But Weaver says that's the end of the similarities.
The brand that Donald Trump advanced on The Apprentice was one of business leader who made big deals. And that at least has some relevance to politics.
For his part, Springer is prepared to make a distinction there, too.
It's a total disrespect of country to think that you can run for president when you've never even been head of a village council.
Springer had a failed bid for Congress in the 70s and also ran unsuccessfully for governor in the 80s. He's been involved in politics behind the scenes for years. He was at the Democratic National Convention last year, and he's funded and supported Democratic candidates. In fact, that's how Boyd says she knows him.
I know he's associated with his show a lot, which I've never been a fan of. Whenever I've heard him speak publicly and, you know, even privately, he's wicked smart. And he really has remained politically engaged since his career in the 70s. And he understands politics and he understands policy.
There are four Democrats running to be governor right now. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, former State Senate Minority Leader Joe Schiavone, former State Representative Connie Pillich, and former U.S. Congresswoman Betty Sutton. It's already a crowded field for the Democratic primary. But a political science professor from the Bliss Institute at the University of Akron, John Green, says don't count Springer out.
His name recognition and his finances would put him in a good spot.
And Green says Springer might be able to appeal to voters Democrats haven't been able to attract in recent years.
Jerry Springer might appeal to the Trump voters here in Ohio, some of which traditionally voted Democratic. And that's appealing to many Democrats, and a number of independent analysts think that that's a possibility as well.
Springer was also considering running for the U.S. Senate in 2000 and in 2004, but both times he decided against it. Springer is expected to decide soon whether he'll run for governor in 2018. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.